This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Kim Pauley. The Strathcona Regional District, SRD, is engaging residents in an alternative approval process, AAP, for a regional housing service and loan authorization to address housing solutions. The alternative approval process is a form of approval that allows electors to indicate in writing whether they object to a local government proposal moving forward. According to the SRD website, the Regional Housing Service will be approved unless at least 10% of electors in the entire regional district submit objections by noon January 2nd. CKTZ reached out regarding the Regional Housing Service to each David Leach, Chief Administrative Officer of the SRD, Tom Yates, Corporate Officer of the SRD, and Mark Vonish, Regional Director of Cortez Island, each of whom did not respond. CKTZ spoke with Jim Abram, former Regional Director for Discovery Islands and Mainland Inlets for 35 years, regarding his concerns about the proposed Regional Housing Service and Alternative Approval Process, AAP.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on, Kim. And there's a couple of quick things I'll just say about it. First of all, it being a regional service, as opposed to just a local service for your electoral area, it will be done throughout the entire region of the Strathcona Regional District. That means that all areas will be paying on assessment, they will be paying taxes into that service. And the AAP, well, the AAP is a simpler and cheaper matter. It's always, not always, but it's usually picked by any local government to go that route first. If the AAP fails, well, they still have the option to go to a referendum. The AAP that is being run right now, and it is a vote of the entire regional district, which is based on the population of the entire regional district. So it's not a vote for, it's a vote against. So if they don't get that 10%, then it will pass. If it passes, it means you're going to be in the regional service and you're going to pay for it on your taxes, whether you like it or not. And you will have no say whatsoever if you can't meet that 10% negative billing. I say no on my letter. If you don't meet that and it goes through, which it will, then you're going to have your taxes increase.
And that is taxable. I believe it's 5 cents to the thousand on your assessed property value.
Okay, but whatever it is, it'll be too much. Our taxes right now on Quadra are getting to the point where people are leaving because they can't afford it. And, you know, what do? They sell a property and they go and find something else? Not likely, because everything else is more expensive. So it's just, it's a really bad situation.
What is the bang for the buck that people could expect to get from this regional housing service?
Yeah, well, okay, basically you're going to get nothing, most likely, other than, you know, a little less money in your pocketbook because it's going to go into your taxes to pay for the regional service, which will most likely, if there are applications for grant money that may come up from other governments, if they were to put forward some money for some kind of housing solutions, they will be decided by the board who will get to go for those applications, and the winner will then go for the application. It doesn't mean they'll get it. It means they'll be applying against 192 other local governments that will also be vying for that money. So it's always, you know, very, very oversubscribed in the way of applications. All right, well, let's say we get an application accepted and there's some money that's going to come to our regional district. It doesn't mean it'll come to Area B or Area C, where I live, or any other electoral area or any municipality. It may just come to one of them, not all of them, and it will be for something specific that they have applied for. It may be for workforce housing, it may be for affordable housing, and the gist of it is that it comes with some caveats, and the caveats are that in order to be able to apply for that money, you have to have a building inspection service in operation in your area. So the municipalities, most of them, do have a building inspection service already. There's only one electoral area that has them, has it, and that is Area D, which is south of Campbell River. Area A does not, Area B does not, and Area C does not. And that's been by the choice of the people. Our referendum on Quadrant a number of years ago was outrageously against any kind of building inspection service. That does not mean that we do not build to BC Building Code. Everybody is required by provincial law to build to code. And we do. All the builders do, because they know that's the law. So they do it. Otherwise, they're going to be liable for if something goes wrong. So having an inspection service is really redundant, first of all. Second of all, it's costly. The homeowner or the builder is going to be paying extra money for the inspections as they happen. They're going to be held up time-wise in a very limited building window in our climate, and if you have to wait for a building inspector, which I believe we have one or two in the entire regional district to do any housing starts that come up, they have to come over each time you reach a certain point in your building as you proceed. So it may be, I'm just hypothetically saying, like after your plumbing is in, you may have to have it inspected, okay? So then you have to wait however long it takes for that building inspector to be able to come over to On Ferry, the Quadra Island, and then over to Cortez Island to be able to inspect the house and tell you whether or not you pass, okay? And then if you do, fine. If you don't, well, then you have to fix it, and you have to get them back again. So it's basically just a big bureaucratic hassle. The thing I have to remind people of is that the province is supposedly doing this kind of thing, and the regional districts are doing this kind of thing, trying to jump on this affordable housing bandwagon. Everybody has to have affordable housing. Well, I'm sorry, but I disagree. You don't necessarily have to decide in a limited a finite area like Cortez Island. I mean, you've got a boundary, right? It's called the ocean. And we've got a boundary called the ocean. There's only so much land. There's only so much room. There's only so many people that you can accommodate with your existing infrastructure. I mean, look at our ferries and roads, our number of restaurants, number of gas stations, all those kinds of things.
Jim, it's been very informative.
Well, I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
CKTZ was speaking with Jim Abram, who up until a year ago had been regional director for Discovery Islands and Mainland Inlets for 35 years. Kim Pauley, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.